Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Too much content, but not enough time. The Chad Hartman Show now becomes...
Pew, 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 pew. Zzz, pew, 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 pew.
Rapid Fire Radio.
Is it possible the dumbest thing ever on planet Earth is naming the snowplows?
Get out of here.
Dumbest thing ever on the planet, and we keep beating it into the ground.
The state loves it. Get on board.
Over. And I would never beat something in the ground. We know that. We stole it from somewhere else. We're not original about it. Can we please, for the love of God, stop? Because they've come out today. Oh, goody. Here we go. Name the snowplow.
Mm-hmm.
You're lonely and you're old if you're paying attention to this contest. Hot take.
Why do you have to pretend to hate everything that people enjoy? You just want to yuck the entire state's yum is what you're trying
to
do.
That's not correct.
I'm loving it. I can't wait for it because I know one of my names is going to get picked. I just have to decide which one of my long list.
You thought you had a list last year, and you were very excited, and you still believe you have the winner, and the contest denied you, and you're such a sucker that you're going back for more. Normally, when someone rejects you and says, you're not good enough for us, you sneak away. You move on.
No, you don't.
You don't give up.
You come back for more abuse.
What's the old story? Mike Jordan cut from the varsity basketball team. What did he do?
He worked harder. He came back and became the greatest hooper of all time. That's what I plan to become. The greatest snowplow namer of all time.
Dumbest analogy I've ever heard.
It's spot on is what it is.
Mike Jordan of plow namers is Dave Arrigan.
So what that they didn't...
Remind people what yours was last year.
Well, I originally wanted one that reflected the show.
Yeah.
Because I knew that would annoy you the most. So I wanted the snowplow name to be overbladed, underbladed, or properly bladed. However, I then learned there's a 30 character limit. So I had to change
it. If it was a good contest, like that's good.
I mean, so much space in the back of the plow.
Good,
get it?
Right? They could have said, "Hey, when brilliance is upon us, we'll accept it." But no, we had to have Jason DeSlusha.
Chasen. I eventually went last year with "Hey Babe, What's Your Brine?" They didn't care for that one. Mm. Didn't make the final cut. That's a shame.
Sexist. Because you're a sexist.
How is that sexist?
Babe, demeaning.
You don't think a woman can call a man babe? It happens all the time.
That's false. Even though that's what I'm called all the time, but get that out.
It's fine. It's fine.
Minor point.
I've got two in the hopper for this year.
Goody.
I don't know if I want to give them away because people might steal them. They're so genius.
Oh, yeah. It's a little bit like, you know, listening to Steve Jobs when he's working on the iPhone right here. Go ahead, Steve.
So the first one, you got to have a Minnesota connection, right? People love that.
You shouldn't have to, but in this dopey contest, you do.
Well, the first one is, it's the Freewheeling Bob Chillin. You already love it. You already love it. I got a snort out of you.
I'm saddened is what I am.
Freewheeling Bob Chilton.
I'm saddened that you're still participating.
The second one I think I like even more.
Oh, it's...
Because it's very hip. It's very now. It's very topical.
It's very...
It's very pop culture.
Can I guess? Is it TikTok related?
No. It's related to the most popular movie of all time on Netflix.
Is it current?
Yes.
Andor or whatever
was? No, that's on Disney.
Yeah.
No, the kids have loved it this year.
Stranger Things?
No, it's been the biggest thing amongst the kids.
Oh, Demon. The Demon.
Yes, the K-pop Demon Hunters.
Yeah, the Demon Hunters.
So we've got K-Slop Sleep Hunter.
K-Slop, what was it?
K-Slop and Sleet Punter.
No. I mean...
You're smiling. I see that you love it.
It's a chagrin. It's sadness.
I'll take any form of grin.
Yeah.
Shaw or regular is fine.
You don't get much of a reaction to home. I'm aware of that. It had a chance, but the finish was not good.
What do you mean?
Punting?
Yes, you punted off the freeway. That's the
See, a lot of people really think about the snow when they're coming in when they're driving home later today and there's snow and car after car is going to go, I can't wait until MnDOT punts this snow off the road.
Okay.
No one has ever
Ryan
said
Wright
that.
Isn't driving the plow.
Who has said
people
that?
People understand it, for heaven's sake. You know, you're in a meeting, you're in a business meeting. All right, we're talking about something. Hey, you know what? Let's punt on that right now. We're going to move on to this. You don't actually grab the piece of paper with the idea on it and punch it out the window.
Punt on that idea in a meeting.
That happens all the time.
All the time.
Clearly, you don't understand corporate America, okay?
Like you apparently, there's a lot of former punters who are running these meetings. Like, is Greg Coleman? Do we get the pregame preach with this meeting, too?
Yes. And then you get Chris Cluey, who's there just to kind of annoy everybody.
Chris Cluey's there, you know.
Calling out everyone.
Exactly. Raving about Trump and stuff. Punting. Say it again.
K-Slop and Sleet Punter.
Oh, it should be something there.
Okay, well, then I'll stick with Freewheeling Bob Chilton.
Punting. Text me right now, 651-461-9226. Is this the dumbest thing ever? Are participants all old and lonely or just attention crave like DeRusha? I don't know. He's changed his mind so many times on this topic, it's hard to tell. Because remember, for a while, he loved it. And then last year, he came in and said, I'm sick of this contest.
Well, he loved it originally because someone put the Chase into Slusha out there. And, oh, look at me. That's a play on my name. Ah, I'm so happy. I'm Jason.
I thought Jason was in the room with that impression there. It was so good. Wow.
But he's like you. You know, and this is his moment to be cooler than the rest of us.
I don't know where he stands this year. You have no impression.
No, he tweeted. He said, oh, we're doing this again, blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
he's being crotchety about it.
By 3:05, he's back in.
Of course.
Of course he is. So that's not me.
Well, he probably loves K-Slop and Sleep Hunter.
No, he doesn't because no one has ever once said, driving in the road, man, why didn't they punt this snow out of the way?
No one ever said, hey, I'm chasing to Slusha either. That's probably why I didn't win.
Yeah, I was going to say, it didn't win. It didn't place. It didn't show. There was no silver. There was no bronze. It was an honorable mention. It was mentioned at DeRusha J quite frequently. Does he still have like 17 other handles on the X machine?
He's got one for each of his homes.
Remember he did that for a while. He had a number of them. I don't know if I follow all the other ones. I just followed DeRusha J. Am I missing out on another material?
I wouldn't say you're missing out.
Or maybe I do follow and he just has stopped. I don't know. Is this the dumbest thing ever created in Minnesota that we keep doing over and over again? And if not, what else is? The reporters at the airport, way up there in the list. Reporting on the medallion hunt as if it's Columbus trying to discover America. Way up there.
You just don't like anything that we do during winter to try to keep spirits bright.
Maybe that's it. Maybe
you want us all to be as glum as you are during these winter months.
Honest. I think the term is honest. I'll be enjoying winter Thursday, Friday, Saturday,
and
Sunday.
Very happy for you.
Yeah, I will.
Super happy.
I will be enjoying.
Is it 7 iron or is it 8 iron?
Actually,
we'll be thinking, please, get above zero.
Actually, the way I've been playing my play bus last year, what sand wedge am I going to need for the next shot? You know, that'll be a really thing. What else is dumb? And am I totally missing it? Do you absolutely love this silly little contest that you're amused by because you're in the basement and you don't want to leave home? 651-461-9226.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Elton, big tennis guy.
Yes.
Big.
You'll see him at the Wimbledon. He'll pop up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm kind of bummed that I didn't go to that Starkey event where Elton was performing. I'd love to see Elton again. I have mentioned this before. We're getting plenty of texts, okay, on a lot of comments. Who is the artist you've seen the most in your life? Who is the artist that you've seen the most in your life? We'll take right and wrong answers also. But among the big knockers, for me, I believe it's Elton. I think I've seen, had a chance to see him in concert. 8-9 times, I'm guessing. A lot. And every time he was great. You know, among the supergroups, The Who, at one point, was my favorite. And I still remember going to the one at the X, when it was the X. Pretty sure it was the X. Maybe it was Target. I forget now. But Roger Daltrey had no voice. None. And he sang for like 2 hours in the end with no voice. I owe you one. I owe you one. And then like a couple of years later, they came back and I paid.
Whoa. He owed you.
He owed me one. Why did I have to pay?
Did you get to expense the cost for that second ticket?
No.
Bring the receipt?
Yeah.
Roger!
Roger! Pete Townsend! Pete! Blue Eyes!
Yeah, I mean, they owed me one. I should have been able to get that for free. But I'm old. So Elton is up there. I would see. Well, Elton had that retirement tour that went for like 4 years, right? And then if he's still, and again, Starkey's an amazing organization. Amazing organization. But if he's still performing at events, is he really retired?
He still dabbles. It's fine.
If you're retired in something, you don't dabble in it, right?
I think you can. You can still do it occasionally. It doesn't mean you have to give up something completely.
How about you? Who you got? Who do you think you have had a chance to see the most?
Weezer, the most.
Weezer?
Yes, for sure. Because that was high school and college for me. And I mean, they'd probably come around here about once a year at least. And I would go to every show. I've seen them 6 or 7 times.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That is a lot. Let's see. Elton John. Somebody's got the 2 D's on Chad. What if my name was spelled with 2 D's?
Chad-da-da.
I don't know. He's not adding an A. Chad-da-da. Just Chad. Would it be better with 2 D's?
No.
No?
No, I'm not happy with that.
Okay, good to know. It's out. Workshopped it. You know what we did to that idea, Dave, just to borrow a phrase from you? We punted it.
We'll punt that idea.
We'll punt that idea. I'm proud to say, this person says, 12 times that I want more. Somebody adds James Taylor, Lady Gaga, Tool, probably too many times. Oh, God. Bruce, they suggest.
Ooh, first show still not over.
Josh chimes in and compares it to the Corpse Flower Watch. Yeah, that's honestly. Speaking of lonely old people, if you're going to see a stanky flower, what is wrong with you? God, there's I say this knowing there's plenty wrong with me. I acknowledge that on a regular basis. But waiting in line to see a rancid smelling flower, why?
You love botany.
That's beautiful and artistic.
Beautiful.
And makes the room feel better as opposed to a room that now smells like baby poop. No. For some reason, I lived that for a while. I don't need that again. Well, grandchild, that happens.
Did you love your children when they smelled of baby poop, Jack?
Yes, I did.
See? Some people can get past that.
Yeah. Mrs. Texter is very upset about Susie admitting that she has stolen before and feeling like we were glorifying that and encouraging others to steal, because we were not. But we were having Susie on, who apparently had said at Jordana, I missed that. And then Susie went off on a part of her life that obviously was incredibly impactful. And we received a lot of texts talking about how that was moving to them. Just hearing Susie talking about a part of their life, whether they could identify in some way. And then this texter announcing, I'm turning the dial.
They're done with you.
Right. And again, you get to have all the opinions you want. The ones that amuse me always are, I know you won't say this, or we're turning the dial. There's a lot of good options out there. I get it. But if we believe in something enough that one texter suggests, I'm going to turn the dial and that's going to cause us to stop, then we didn't really believe in much. Here's the text. You fail to understand because you can't think deep. I can't think deep. I absolutely love Susie Jones. I think she's great. Susie apparently can think deep. But admitting to theft as an adult over the radio is foolish. There are a lot of WCCO haters out there that would love to get a hold of this information and have Susie pursued and prosecuted. Honestly. And this person's telling me I don't think deep.
Okay. The CCO hater community is going after Susie.
Yeah. Well, we'll post bond. We'll get her out.
Should we get wanted posters printed out with Susie on?
Oh, my God. Get Luger on the case right now.
Oh, yeah.
Get him out there. The weather people better cancel this snowstorm. I just shoveled the driveway and sidewalk. I'm offended by snow. It better not return. Then someone, in a lot of exclamation points, wondering why we haven't talked fraud. Honestly, I don't know. I don't have a ranking of all the shows. But the last 2-3 years from Andy Luger while he was U.S. Attorney, Joe Thompson as U.S. Attorney, Governor Walz will not come on the show anymore because he doesn't like the questions and the comments that I've offered up about the fraud, to direct questioning from Keith Ellison to, I don't know, what would you guess, 10 to 15 Republicans, highly critical of the fraud story, to great reporters like Lou Ragusa on the show on a regular basis. It is utter nonsense to say we have not talked fraud on this show. And I don't think you need to send the text in all exclamation points to make your point. I think we get it. Speaking of Republicans, the first Republican gubernatorial debate took place last night. Our pal, Rochelle Olson, watched it, and I want to know what happened. I read the story, but I want to know more from Rochelle, because you might have your next governor in that debate. Let's talk to Rochelle in moments on CCO.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, Rochelle Olson.
My first concert, Tom Jones.
Tom Jones.
The Old Met in Bloomington. I was like 7 or 8. One of my mom's friends bailed at the last minute, so I was a fill-in.
Oh, massively underrated Tom Jones.
Oh, that voice.
The
Come
voice
on,
is still great.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I think it's on my TikTok feed where occasionally I get Tom Jones singing with Wilson Pickett or with David Crosby or...
Didn't he do Lady Gaga or something? I don't know.
Aretha, sure. Right? I mean, just, you know, I'm sure he was lonely a lot, too. Never had any companionship, you know, nothing like that.
True story, they were throwing underwear. The minute a guy starts singing, I'm 7 or 8 years old, they're throwing underwear up on the stage, and I turn to him, I'm like, why are they throwing their underwear? Well, that's just what they do, and I'm thinking, what is that doing? You don't have any underwear.
That's a tough explanation for a 7-year-old.
Yeah, maybe it was a little young for the show.
Oh, that's good. Okay, so let's get to it. We had 9 people?
Was it 9 or 8?
I don't know. It was a lot. We did not
Starting out with a tough question.
Yeah. It was not Mike Lindell, though. Mike, not in attendance yet because...
He's to come. He'll be there.
He'll.
One imagines.
Is it Thursday? Is that when we think he supposedly is?
I don't have the time or date, but he is anticipated to enter.
Okay. So these are the Republicans who are in the race who are trying to tell Tim Walz, you're fired. What was the number one takeaway for Rochelle Olson, Star Tribune reporter and columnist?
Number one. Well, I thought it was interesting how they all are sort of trying to kowtow to Trump or sort of get his endorsement. I mean, Jensen, on one hand, was the only one who said he wasn't necessarily seeking Trump's endorsement, but he would certainly welcome it. And he was actually, I thought, the one who kind of leaned more into Trumpism, saying Trump has shown us the path how to do this. And I think you also heard Jensen, one of the things that Jensen, former state senator, ran for governor last time. One of the things he talked about was he's more concerned. He was very critical of the speaker, Lisa Daymuth, saying the Republicans should have held out for more cuts, less spending in the 2025 session.
It's funny.
Shut the government down is what he's saying. So
I saw that. It's funny because... I've been around Scott enough. I like him as a person whenever I see him. But I kid DeRusha about what position he's going to have. Scott's a bit the same way. Like when Scott was a state senator, he worked with Democrats, I don't want to say frequently, but a fair amount on issues. Then when he moved to get the endorsement in 2022, he moved well to the right. Then was it about a year later? Dave, when did we have Jensen in? Was it 23? When it was 24? And he basically admitted, I went too far right. I fell into the spell. I went too far right. We got to change the process. And now since he's jumped back in, he's back well to the right again.
Right. I mean, he was, as I said, trying to run to the right of Lisa Daymuth. And he also, it kind of got lost because once Jensen gets to talking, he talks pretty fast and he kind of mixes a lot of stuff in there. But one thing he mentioned early on was getting government out of your doctor's office.
Yeah, he's
talking about the vaccine situation. He's not talking about in terms of reproductive care. I think he wants the government in the doctor's office in those points. But anyway, he's back on the vaccine stuff again too. So I don't know if he can't help himself or what.
Yeah, you know, he one of the two comments that the Democrats ran into the ground on abortion came on this show where Jensen jumped into some stuff. And again, this was the time he came in with us and he said, I'm not going there. But then...
Wait, he said that the last election.
The last election, he jumped in and the Democrats used it against him. He's trying to
not go there this time.
Yeah. And so then he said when he came in with us about a year after, he goes, oh, I shouldn't have went there with abortion. I won't. It's set a law. I won't do that. But he's dropping some hints again. Scott is always trying to find his lane. And that's the thing. So who can find their lane where they will get the MAGA approval? Okay, they will get the Trump MAGA approval in this state. But also enough centrists in this state will say, I'm sick of the fraud. I'm sick of walls, and I normally wouldn't vote for you, but this time I'm going to do it.
You're asking me who?
Right now. Let's go.
Well, another thing I thought that was interesting last night was clearly the speaker, Lisa Daymuth, came in and was, I thought, a little more disciplined than the other candidates. She was kind of trying to land a message. She started, you know, my name is Lisa Daymuth. And then when she'd wrap up her 2 minutes, she'd say her name again. And and I think it's such an early debate. And there were so many candidates up there, some of whom I don't know if they're going to be in there for the long haul.
They're not.
Okay, it's really hard when you have that many people up there and there's not a lot of back and forth. And so I think Daymuth is really trying to sharpen, working on her message. Mm-hmm. And Chris Maddle, the Minneapolis attorney, he's early in this. But I think you saw little glimpses of them, like Maddle can be charming and funny and clever. And you saw little glimpses of that. I think you also saw Daymuth trying to sort of refine her message or getting started on refining a message. I mean, those are the ones to watch. But I also think Jensen, I don't know if you'd say there was a winner, but he has an ability to connect with people.
He watched the debate.
I felt like he sort of, I wasn't there, but it sounded like he kind of won the room. I mean.
I agree. I've been Ron Scott, and he can connect with people, right? And this is in Marshall, right? Is this where this took place?
Yes.
Okay. So let me go back to Maddle here, because they're all intelligent individuals, okay? Chris is incredibly comfortable speaking in front of a jury, a judge, in front of the press. He's never going to be overwhelmed by it. He has the gift of gab. Now, he's not maybe as deep in the political weeds as some of these folks, but how do you think that played in the limited amount of time that everybody had last night? Could you see enough of that where if they actually get the sparring, that would stand out?
I do. I think it could. And I think even as the debate went on a little bit, I mean, it was his first debate, and he's only been in the race a year. You could see he...
A week?
A week, sorry. Yeah, a week. And he is, I think, as we've probably talked about, he's a very smart guy. He's a very intuitive guy. He's going to be able to read rooms, and he's going to be able to adjust and work on his message, I guess, pick his lane. I think, I mean, that's the question with him is, can he adjust to this? This is a totally different environment than a courtroom. But make no mistake, he can own a courtroom. I've seen it. Those are not unintimidating places. Judge, jury, prosecutors. He has no qualms about walking into that room and, you know, I own this room. And I think he's going to adjust, and I think he's going to become an interesting candidate.
I agree. Okay, let's pause. Rochelle's in the house. We normally chat with Rochelle on Friday. I'm on a secret mission, so I will not be here on Friday. And it worked out perfect that Rochelle paid attention to this debate last night. There'll be plenty more. More with our friend, Rochelle Olson from the Star Tribune, in just moments on CCO. Is it Jeff Kolb, I think is his name, on the Twitter machine? And he nailed this because...
That was funny.
Kendall Qualls is again telling us that what we need is an outsider. And as Jeff pointed out, I'm giving full credit, the only reason why he's an outsider is he keeps losing in his previous races. This is the third one, right?
I don't know what he's up to. I'm not an expert on Kendall Qualls' political aspirations.
It's at least three.
Okay.
Because he lost to Phillips. Will you just Google it? What was the other race that he won? But you can't be an outsider if you've tried and you're 0-2. No, you're no longer an outsider if this is your third race.
What is the threshold for being an outsider? See, if he had gotten in, we wouldn't have all these problems now. I think that's what he's saying, right? I mean, if we just listened to him the first time.
I want to see if he's going to be any different because he ran against Phillips, who is a Democrat, but he's a center-left Democrat. Clearly, he's not Betty McCollum. He's not Ilhan Omar, and we interviewed him 2-3 times, and he just had, and very accomplished man, right? Just had all the generalization, Nancy Pelosi this, and you're like, come on, Kendall, you got to be better than this. You mentioned Lisa Daymuth. Was Daymuth in any way the way others reacted, like she was the favorite, or was she just one of the individuals up there?
I thought, I mean, as I mentioned, Scott Jensen did go after her pretty yep. early on, and he did it. He repeated it a couple times. I don't recall anybody else going after her. Specifically, he was the, you know, shut down the government. You didn't go far enough. He brought yep. it up multiple times, at least two. So I don't know. Does that mean she's the favorite? I was kind of looking for that. I didn't really see anybody else do that. But it might be a little early to say that. But I also have to think she's the House Speaker. She's right. She's going to be prominent once the session starts in February. And she's clearly sort of positioning herself as she can more than hold her own with Walls. I think she talked about that last night
she
in
did.
Terms of
yep.
negotiations. So maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, you're 100% right on the platform she's going to have, right? When you are the Speaker of the House, and when you have this divided government, and you have the fraud story, she's going to say fraud about every fifth word. And then Kristen Robbins, who's in charge of the fraud committee, she's going to say, hold my beer, Lisa. I'm going to say it every three words.
Right.
The fraud story, for all the valid reasons, is going to come up over and over again. What does that portend to the upcoming legislative session? Are they going to get anything done when you got the governor and the speaker who in theory already are in a race against each other and they have to try to make a deal?
Oh, well, you're going to have the governor and the speaker. And as we've had for the past, what, since 22, 23, whatever year that was, they all run together, right? You're going to have it's almost evenly divided, the legislature.
Yeah,
so
right.
you have that. That's also really what they're dealing with. So it's, I don't know, get stuff done. Sure. I don't
yeah.
know. I mean, I don't know what they're really trying to get done at this point. Finances are tight.
Yeah.
I think they're going to have to try to rein those in. And that sort of, I don't know, cuts or hold down spending. I mean, I don't look for some sort of property tax reform overhaul bill or something like that.
That'd be nice.
But it would behoove everyone to be, quote, fiscally responsible and tighten our belts.
One last thing away from this. The police department in the city of Minneapolis announces they're over budget by just short of $20 million. And the city council was fairly tough on Brian O'Hara yesterday. I've liked what O'Hara has done. He entered this position in a very difficult spot, needed to add people. But I'm sorry. If you're that far over budget, you need to be telling the city council what is taking place, period.
Keeping them updated.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will say I covered City Hall at the turn of the century, and the police budget is always, I don't know if you say tricky, but it's it can be unpredictable. I remember this sort of, I don't remember the number off the top of my head, but I remember this being an issue with the former chief, Bob Olson. I mean, it's a little... It's harder to predict. It's harder, but yeah, I mean, somebody should have been in the loop clearly. And I mean, we also have this Todd Barnett, the public safety overseer. I mean, we've got
What does that position do?
He makes a lot of money.
Yeah.
I will say that.
Yeah.
I don't understand why we have this added layer of administration, and then somehow they're not keeping the council apprised. What's going on? Why is there that disconnect?
Yeah, and on let's just go to 5835 on. On the matters of needing more police and some of the folks on the further left of the city council and trying to push back, I didn't agree with them at all. Okay, I'm more on we need to add more police, and I agree with a number, not all, number of things O'Hara's done. But you're still working for the mayor and the council on budget. You have to keep them appraised.
Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me either. I don't know.
Yeah. Is he going to stay?
That's the question. I mean, I think the fact that Fry won, I think that
helps.
I think he'll stay for a while. Who knows? I mean, all these guys always move on down the line pretty quickly, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see him entering politics, though.
Here or in New Jersey?
I don't think he's
O'Hara?
Yeah, I think he...
Running for what?
Maybe not here, but maybe back in Jersey. I think the way he communicates on issues, I could see him as a politician. Maybe even where he could cover him here. I don't have the office. I'm just, you know what I'm doing? I'm speculating. I'm speculating.
You do it, and you do it well.
Thank you for coming in.
You're welcome.
And meeting Dave Harrigan in person, and it seemed like she was very disappointed by that meeting.
Oh, no.
Susie at CBS next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.